Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
On a Sunday afternoon.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com, and check it out when you get a chance. I think you'll like it. I think you'll find some things there. Judging from the comments we've been getting, it's doing the things that we hoped it would do, and that's providing some information, inspiration, encouragement for small business owners out there, those who are small business owners and those who want to be. So check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. I think you'll like it too. Mark Mayberry is our guest and our good friend, ladies and gentlemen, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's an international speaker. He's a seminar leader. He's one of the best that I know of helping people like you and me put our best foot forward in the marketplace. He's the author, along with John Scriven, of a book called Building the Dream Workforce. But more importantly, he's our good friend, Mark Mayberry. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Glad to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you back, Mark, as always. And Mark, you just got back from a trip, and you spoke to a group of people, and I'd like for you to tell the audience who those folks were.
These folks, the meeting was out in Las Vegas, and they're a group of appliance dealers as well as electronics dealers. You know, anything from refrigerators and ovens to the latest in technology when it comes to the big screen televisions and that type of thing, which, of course, I'm a junkie for anyway. I've always been the first one to buy the VCR and learn how to program it.
Hardy individuals, every one of these guys, aren't they?
You know, it's an amazing story, really, Jim. When you look at it, I'm amazed at how many independent electronics and appliance dealers there are around the country. And even with the big box stores, Goliaths, that are confronting them, like the Best Buys and the Circuit Cities and the Sears, they have managed to, I think, fight a very good fight against a competition that advertises prices all the time. Of course, they can't just sit there and beat them to death on the price game. They have to do it with a lot of other techniques. And
they can't.
I'm really amazed.
The price war, Mark, as you've heard me say before, and I know you've said it many times too, the price war is over. We lost. Don't fight it.
That's for sure, Jim.
I'm going to say it again, folks, because this is going to be on the test. The price war is over. We lost. Don't go there.
And
if there ever was a group of people who have to wake up every morning and say that to themselves, it's the appliance and the small business technology and appliance companies.
There's no doubt about that. These guys have not won the price war, but they've managed to fight it in ways that other organizations don't seem to quite get it. I work with a lot of different industries, as you know, Jim, and some of these industries have tried to get together to form buying groups, I guess is what you'd call it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's one place where these folks have actually done some darn good.
Yeah.
They have gotten together in such numbers that they go in together on their buys, and yes, they can't go face-to-face with the big guys, but they come pretty darn close. So they're not winning the price wars, but they're finding a way to work together as entrepreneurs to do better than most with the price game.
If you're a small business owner and if you're selling something that a big box company sells and you're as cheap or cheaper, then you're not charging enough money. I don't care. Even if you are happy with your profit margin, you're not charging enough.
Because
if your customers aren't paying you for the value added that you provide them by, for one thing, not having to hike across a half a mile parking lot, Mark, that ought to be worth a couple of bucks.
Isn't that the truth, Jim? These guys do it obviously with other things like great customer service. They certainly have the, as you talk about constantly, they have that ability to make a decision on the spot. When a customer needs something, they can respond to it quickly. Good Lord, when you are a Goliath, trying to get anything done in such a large organization is nigh on to impossible.
Well, you know, over the last 5 years, I bought quite a few appliances. For some reason or another, there are a couple of things have gone on that I bought lots of different appliances over the last few years, and I bought every single one of those from a small business appliance store here, where I live, and even though there were, you know, Walmart and all the other, there's a Lowe's and all the other dealers are around, and the reason is because I just call him up and I say, hey, Bill, this is what I need. Make sure I get something, you know, make sure I get a good price and make sure I get what I want, and then I don't even go down there.
You can't do that with a big box.
No, and because I know Bill's going to take care of me.
Number one, when you call a big box store, you can't get anything but a machine to answer the darn phone.
That's the truth. That's the truth. Yeah, and this guy says, Bill's Appliances, this is Bill speaking.
That's right. That's right.
So what else did you learn out there from these guys?
Well, again, the power of associations has always amazed me since I got in this business. When I was in the apparel business, as you know, Jim, I didn't understand the power of associations, and these folks, by binding together, not only do they get better buys, they have educational opportunities. They brought me in to speak to them as a group. Very few of them probably could have afforded me by themselves, but as a group they could do that. They have that networking. They have that ability where they actually share their numbers with each other so they can say, okay, I'm sitting here in San Diego, and these are my costs when it comes to labor, and they can compare that with somebody up in San Francisco or out in Denver. They share the numbers. They're open with that. It's not like a matter of boasting to another or being embarrassed by your numbers. They share it, and they're open and honest with their feedback to each
other. Strategic alliances. You've heard, Mark, as you know, the three cornerstones of the future in the 21st century are technology, networking, and strategic alliances. And what you're saying is what you just described, those guys use all three of those, don't they?
They really do. They use every one of them to the max. You have to do that. The networking, again, is such an important part of their alliance.
Right. Well, my hat's off to those guys. And I'll tell you, all the rest of us can take a lesson from the appliance guys, because somebody told me once, Mark, that we've already figured out the cheapest way possible to make a refrigerator. The manufacturers of refrigerators have stopped trying to make those cheaper. They can't do that any cheaper. Now they're just trying to figure out how to ship them cheaper. I mean, literally, it's gotten down to that tight of a situation.
And they also try and add a new feature here and there.
Right.
I mean,
exactly.
Some of these things you almost need a college degree to run. I've always been proud of the fact that I could get a VCR to be correct and program
mine's,
a program.
Mine still flashes 12 noon, I think, or whatever.
Yes, yes.
One of the 12s. I don't know. One of the two. Hey, Mark, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. Folks, Mark Mayberry is our guest. He's the author of Building the Dream Workforce. Stand by, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Mark's got some more stories to tell us. Stay with us.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
We're back. It's 23 after. Mark Mayberry, that song's for you, buddy.
Hey.
It's our fourth anniversary.
Congratulations.
Congratulations to you for putting up with me for 4 years. You were on the show this week 4 years ago.
I'll be doggone. I didn't realize it'd been that many years already.
It's time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it?
It really does. Yeah.
Well, we're like baseball. We keep up with these things. And so anyway, congratulations. Thank you for 4 good years of being a steadfast supporter of all the things that we do and for doing such a great job for small business owners.
And my pleasure.
Give us your website, Mark.
www.markmayberry.com. That's Mark with a K, and then Mayberry like Andy and Barney and...
Now, Building the Dream Workforce, they can buy that from your website. They can check it out at your website, but you'd like for them to call you to order, right?
Yes. Toll-free number is 800-394-6138.
But they can go to the website and find out more about the book, and I bet the number's there, too, if they forget that, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so check that out, folks. Give it to the website again.
www.markmayberry.com.
Check it out, folks. And you got some other things there, too, besides the book, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And we're working on some exciting new projects that I'll talk about very soon with you, Jim, that I'm extremely pleased with.
We're looking forward to hearing about those. Okay, Mark, you got some more stories for us, don't you?
Well, just a couple of stories and contrasting opinions and ways that people do things. And my message to your listeners, Jim, is what's really going on in your business and are you paying attention? My first story is from a hardware store right here in town. My wife and I moved into our home here in Atlanta about 9 years ago. And ever since then, once a year, I take my lawnmower in for service. So this year I did that, and I went to pick it up, and I walked into the store, and I go back to the window where I know that I have to go to retrieve my mower. And there's three people behind the counter. There's two customers there, so I figure my odds are pretty good. Three customers, three people to wait on it. Well, the first two are certainly being waited on. The third guy behind the counter is just kind of trying to be busy and not pay attention.
He's not even looking at you, right?
He's not even looking at me. He's just oblivious to the world.
Mm-hmm.
So normally I would say something, but I decided I'm going to stand there and see how long it takes this guy to recognize me.
Right.
And I was there a good 60 seconds, maybe a little longer than that. And finally he feels me there, so he looks up. And, Jim, he doesn't even say a word. He points at me. And I'm flabbergasted. This is his way of greeting me. He points at me. And so I hand him my slip.
That was his way of saying, what do you need, Jack?
That's right. He's like, you're interfering with my time.
Yeah.
So I hand him my stub, Jim. He still doesn't say a word. He goes over and finds my paper so I can go retrieve my mower and brings it back to me and just hands it to me. He still doesn't say take this to the counter. It's just, so finally I have to say something. I say, what am I supposed to do now? He says, oh, take it to the front counter. So I walk up to the front counter. There's two lines. There's two checkout places, but there's only one that's open. Even though there's two people behind the counter, there's somebody that one of the people behind the counter is on the telephone making a personal phone call, totally ignoring these customers in this long line. When I finally do get to the front, the woman that is checking people out is chewing gum, which I learned at JCPenney when I was in college. You just don't do.
Spit the gum out. That's exactly right.
And then to top it off, even though I'd been their customer for 9 years, they still want my ID on the check. They're not using technology like you talked about a minute ago. Here I've given them great checks for 9 years, and they still want my...
Is this a small business?
This is a franchise that you would recognize the name. I don't want to get
But it is it's a franchise, but it still is a small business.
It's a small business,
yeah,
is that right?
Yeah.
And the contrasting side of that story is when I was in Las Vegas... My wife and I
Let me stop you for a second, Mark. Folks, if any of you are out there saying, well, that's a horrible story. I can't believe he was treated like that. That would never happen in my business. I challenge you today, this next week, find out if anything like that could possibly be happening in your business. Now go ahead, Mark.
One of the best ways, I think, to find out is to have somebody mystery shop your store. I just did that with a resort up in Cooperstown, New York.
Absolutely.
So it's hard. You just being a business owner and in your business every day, it's just tough to see what's really going on. You think you give great service, but really all that matters, as you know, Jim, is what do your customers think?
Absolutely. All right. What's the next story?
The other story is in Las Vegas, and one of the things that gripes me to no end is airlines these days. It used to be when you pulled up to the curb, the skycap would come out and get your bag and was very friendly. And at least in Atlanta now, with the airline that I fly so many times, when you pull up to the curb, it's like you still have to drag your bags all the way up to their counter where they sit behind their little throne there. And had a guy in Las Vegas that came and got the bags.
Wow.
He went up to the counter. He was beyond belief with his friendliness.
What's he thinking?
I don't know what he was thinking. And I had to return a rental car, but I wanted to wait for my boarding pass. And you know, at any airport with security now, you just can't leave your car sitting.
Right.
So this counter was probably 50 feet away from my car. So while my wife, Lisa, was checking me in, I went back and sat in the car so we wouldn't get any trouble with the police there. And all of a sudden, a guy knocks on my window, and it's a skycap that walked those 50 feet to bring me my boarding pass.
Wow.
And my wife said, you know, the guy was just Mr. Hospitality from the word go. Said, you know, ma'am, are you going to wait here for your husband, or would you like me to show you a comfortable place to sit inside? He was amazing.
That's the way we want to be treated. Folks, that's the way you want to run your business. And I know you do. And, Mark, I know that's the way you run your business. And thank you for those great stories, for good, some good examples of how to be in business and how not to be in business. Mark Mayberry, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks, Mark. See you later.
Thank you.
See you later next time. I'll be right back. 29 after. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.